Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now time on Mind Food Radio to talk about a topic about affection. Dr. Michelle Garnett joins us, and this is a very interesting interview, how we can help assist kids with Asperger's syndrome to understand and express affection.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Michelle. How are you?
Hello, well, happy to be here. Thank you.
I love the name of your project. The Affection Project. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, I love the name of it as well. And it is apt because the whole project, what we do with the kids, is all about expressing affection, whether that be with our family members or our friends. There's a lot to learn within that topic.
There sure is. Now, the clinic was actually born through, I guess, you know, your passion for understanding autism.
Yes.
And a strong desire, I guess, to be part of a positive change for people who, you know, perhaps have that within their families.
That's
how
right.
difficult has that been in terms of working with families and letting them understand, I guess, that world of autism?
Unfortunately, for families who have a child with Asperger's syndrome, there's been little help around. There's been little understanding, unfortunately. Mm. And there's been often a long road toward appropriate and accurate diagnosis and then the proper interventions and assistance that follows.
Years ago, people wouldn't have been diagnosed with these types of things. Is it because there's more diagnosis that, you know, we're seeing a lot more of this? Because was it around a long time before?
Absolutely. This is a part of the brain that's fascinating. We have brains that are very social brains. They do social really well. The small talk, they're getting along with each other. And then we have brains that are much better. They're wired for information and facts. And our Aspies have always been here, but they've been discovering things and contributing to facts and knowledge. But certainly it's always been part of brain difference. We're now beginning to understand brain difference at much finer levels of analysis. And one of those is the social brain and how important it is.
Now, also part of it in terms of that understanding, I guess, is the, how to express affection. And in that, I guess, the power of a hug, isn't it? And how healing or harming that is.
Yeah. And it's difficult, I think, for us to perceive of a hug as being harmful. And yet, we know that for many who are on the autism spectrum, a hug, it can be an overwhelming tidal wave of sensation which can send them further into experiencing uncomfortable emotions like anxiety, stress, and sometimes anger. So at a neurotypical, someone who doesn't have autism will think that a hug is bound to help. You know, you always feel better after a hug. It fixes the feeling. But if we apply that logic or that inner knowing from our social brain to someone on the autism spectrum, we could actually be, as I say, chugging them straight through into a more powerful, extreme negative emotion, and that's not helpful.
Do adults get diagnosed later in life?
Yes, certainly. Many adults that we see at Minds and Hearts are coming to the diagnosis later, and that's just because of what you were talking about before. We didn't have the knowledge earlier about Asperger's syndrome to diagnose them when they were younger. But with more knowledge now, there's a literature base, there's more movies, TV shows coming out with characters with Asperger's syndrome in them, and people are relating to it and realizing, wow, that sounds like me. I need to find out. And often they describe then that they have the missing piece to the puzzle. They understand themselves better. It's often a pathway to a greater self-acceptance and a sense of well-being about who they are.
Dr. Michelle Garnett, it's great to have you on the show. As I said right at the start, a perfect name, The Affection Project. I just love it. I think
Fantastic.
What you're doing is brilliant.
Thank you.
And, for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Thank you. That was lovely to talk to you. Great to talk about this topic.
Yeah. Good on you. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.